David McCallum says it seems most people feel Pope Francis has near universal credibility and appeal.
Not even John Paul II had quite the global rock star kind of status that Francis does.
McCallum is a special assistant to the president for mission integration at Lemoyne.
There's something, I think, both about his charismatic way of dealing in a very authentic and humble way with people directly and critically about some issues that are very important to lots and lots of people, not only about poverty, but about climate change and about issues of concern related to the church and its governance.
McCallum encourages Central New Yorkers and all Americans to look inward and be open to conversion. By that, he means understanding the damage caused by the status quo of consumption and making sacrifices to help those who are hurting.
The Pope is calling for a kind of collaboration for the common good, which doesn't overly privilege those who are at the sort of 1% of the heap at the expense of everyone else. He wants to, in many ways, be an advocate for those poor and disenfranchised peoples. And that means he's going to afflict the comfortable just as he's going to comfort the afflicted.
Pope Francis will become the first pontiff in history to address Congress on Thursday, and McCallum expects his message to be much the same.
Well, I would say we're going to hear very challenging words to us as the really singular superpower in the world. The Pope will be calling the nation to task around our own, in some ways, kind of clear excesses in terms of this increasing gap between rich and poor and the way in which power and wealth are located and concentrated with a very small number of people. The impact of our global footprint.
Pope Francis arrives in Washington later today. Wednesday, he meets with President Obama at the White House, followed by a papal parade and prayer with U.S. bishops. Scott Willis, WAER News.